So here we go again, week after week, talking about here is a church and thinking about Bloomington Covenant's vision statement for the years ahead. And we are speaking these words together. In a couple weeks, I'm going to start putting blanks in because you're supposed to be memorizing these words that are in your bulletin and will appear on your screen. We're going to speak them all together. Here we go. Grounded in God's Word, Bloomington Covenant Church seeks to be a growing congregation that deepens faith, cultivates belonging, nurtures the next generation, and strengthens the neighborhood. So today our focus is on nurturing the next generation, for today and for next week. And next week we'll have a guest preacher, Sam Randall, who works for an organization called Treehouse, where they nurture teenagers into faith in different situations. So welcome, Sam, next week. But today we're thinking about this idea of nurturing the next generation, of caring for children and for youth as they come up in faith. And Bloomington Covenant Church has a long history of caring for their children and caring for young people. So we've supported them through ministries. We've done all kinds of things. We even heard from, I call her McKenna today as she's heading to Nairobi this week. But we want to see our kids in worship, to see how they participate. This church in the past has had Sunday school and camp. We have B Cub Kids and soccer camp. We have sent kids to Chick and then Unite and to Moose, all funny acronyms or words for events for high school and junior high students. We have more acronyms, I think they're acronyms, but Jeff runs things called Pals and STEAM, where she invites people from the neighborhood to bring their kids here for activities. We have many spaces with this beautiful building. A former school was such a good place to build a church. So there's these classroom spaces that are decorated that welcome children. We have a playground and we have a playground in the back in the lobby. We teach kids in the nursery. We have children's messages. We teach confirmation. There's youth ministry. We partner with an organization in the community called Todd Pod, and they built a beautiful garden in on our near our playground this summer. Go see it. It's a kid-sized garden, and the plants have gone crazy. It's just beautiful in there. When we want our children and youth to participate in worship, we give them Bibles. We know their names. People spend many, many hours volunteering to care for and teach kids about Christ. We have something called Devos and Donuts for big kids and Sunday Fun Day School. And there are mentors, and the list goes on and on and on. This church cares about children and youth. We care deeply about nurturing the next generation. And so this morning, they're here in the sanctuary. On Communion Sundays, everybody is together. On the other Sundays of the month, the kids leave right after the second song and they go to Sunday Fun Day, which is AKA Sunday School. But today, everybody's here. And so in your bulletin, maybe you noticed we didn't have a children's message today and then an additional message. Today, we're talking about everybody's message. And I feel like if we're talking about nurturing the next generation, we don't want to just talk about kids. We want to talk with them. And I was recently reading a book by a beloved pastor and teacher named Walter Wongren Jr., and he wrote this book about the importance of telling stories. And he said, stories make children of us all. So today I want to offer you a story or two, depending on the time, that involves our children and gives us all an opportunity to see how Jesus is the one who welcomes children so well. So kids, I know what you're accustomed to do is coming to sit right here for a kid's message, but I'm going to ask you, if you come out of your seats, and if you could just line up right here in the aisle, just come on down and find a seat, line up, just ding, 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 and you can sit down in those spaces. And eventually you're going to make your way up here. Thank you, Johnsons, for being the first brave kids to come and find a spot. I need you all. Actually, I was panicking as the people were flowing in. Yeah, right there, right behind Soren. We'll make a nice long line. And people were coming in today. I thought, if there aren't any children, this is going to go poorly. Because then the rest of you would all be sitting here on the floor in a line. Oh, good job, you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll find a way for you to move along. All right, so this story that we're going to talk about happens in the book of Mark. And in the book of Mark, Jesus is doing the things that Jesus always does. He goes from city to city, and he's teaching people and driving out demons and healing people of diseases. So here's what Jesus is doing. Let's see our first verse. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked him. rebuke them. So here's what happens. Jesus is doing all these things, and he comes to these towns, and there are huge crowds of people, and everybody wants to get close to Jesus. They're trying to get as close as they can. They crowd around Jesus. They want to hear from Jesus, but even more so, they want something from Jesus. They know that Jesus heals people and that Jesus frees people from oppression, so they're coming to try to get something from him. But on this particular day, something happens, and the disciples, who are in charge of crowd control, they kind of just don't get Jesus. And so I want to use our imaginations today and think about what that might have looked like as the disciples were trying to control what was going on. Fishers of men, this is Son of Thunder. Do you copy? Right. How are things going up there? I don't even see Jesus right now. There's so many people. How are things going? Okay. You know, can you just maybe ask Jesus to hurry it along? Because there's a long line of people here, and I'm telling you, it is a lot of people. And I know he likes to look people in the eye. I know he likes to have conversations with people and get to know them a little bit, but I'm telling you, he's got to hurry it up. Snap it up. Do you think? Yeah, because the other thing is, we got a little situation down here at this end. Yeah, a whole bunch of people came and they brought children. They're children. Yeah, and they're not even sick children. I mean, they brought these kids here, and they're not sick. They didn't bring them to be healed. They bring them. They think Jesus is going to bless them. We don't do that, do we? That's what I thought. Well, I'm going to need some help then if we're going to do something about this. Can you send somebody down? Can you send, like, Andrew or Thaddeus? Or he doesn't ever have anything to do. Thaddeus? No, they're busy. No, don't send Judas. I'll deal with it myself. All right, so it's just so I'm clear, I'm just going to take care of this, right? All right, over and out. Hey, folks. So glad you came to see Jesus today. I'm James, one of the Sons of Thunder, real close to Jesus. And glad you came, but here's the deal. This today is just an adults-only situation. Thanks for bringing these kids. They're swell. Thanks for bringing these kids, but I'm just going to ask you to pack things up and take them home. I'm sure you understand, right? You don't understand? I mean, you want to know why? Why doesn't Jesus want to bless the kids? Doesn't it seem obvious? All right, I don't think I was going to have to do this. But hey, can you all come? Can you just kind of make a nice line? Kids, line it up over here so everybody can get a good look at you. All right, you wanted to know. Yep, here you go. Line this one over here. Yep, right here. Line them up. Line them, just line. I think you can see why. All right, we're lining them up. All right, find your spot. All right, so you want to know why? Let me tell you a couple of things about these kids. Can you drive a car?
No.
No. This one cannot even drive a car. This one has germs. Really, they all do. Children have germs. Okay, this guy here, he kind of smells like pancakes. And once in a while, dresses like a hot dog. This one, I'm afraid, probably giggles a lot. Is that true? Do you have a job?
No.
Yeah, no job. They're not terribly useful. Wait a minute.
I'm unemployed.
I think this one sometimes interrupts people when they're talking. This one for sure breaks the rules. This one has a tendency to be loud, and I'm afraid this one might be sometimes messy. Is that true? And over here, this one, she just runs fast. So do you see what I'm talking about? How are we going to bring these kids to be blessed by Jesus if this is the kind of things that they do? Now, there we go. All right, let's get rid of this. Can you believe that would happen? Could you believe that anyone would say that thing, those kind of things about kids? How about if you guys all come sit here and face the front, all right? And let's just think about that, to think about why those disciples didn't want kids to come. They were Jesus' friends, and they were saying, you can't bring the kids to see Jesus. It seems kind of crazy. But then when you realize, in some places, kids aren't very highly valued. In some places, children have to go to work, and they work all day long. In some places, kids are sent to war, even when they're little. They're not valued, or they're only valued for what people can get out of them. There are some places, maybe you've heard someone say this before, that children should be seen and not heard. As in, all they wanted you to do is just sit and be super quiet, which is not like children want to do. And then there's some places, even spaces where kids are supposed to be, and they're supposed to be welcome, like schools or clubs, and some of the kids are welcome, and some of them are taken and they're sent to different rooms, or they're sent to the back of the classroom, or they're not included. So you see, sometimes people don't want to include children, and I think that's what was happening with the disciples that day. Maybe they didn't have any kids. Maybe they did. But whatever it was, they were just thinking that Jesus wouldn't want to see those children. And you know what happened? You know what Jesus did when he found out about it? Here's what it says. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. So Jesus heard what was happening. I can just see him way down at the end, and he hears what happens. And Jesus comes along down through the crowd and gets to where the kids are. And he was indignant. Does anybody know what indignant means? Nope. It means he was mad. Jesus sometimes got mad. And he got mad because people made a choice for him and didn't ask him what he wanted. The disciples just said, this is what Jesus wants. He doesn't want to bless these kids. And he was mad about that. He was mad at the idea that he wouldn't welcome children. I mean, Jesus was the one of everybody who said, everybody's welcome. You can come close to me. You can sit by me. I'm going to know your name. I'm going to be near to you. Jesus wanted everyone to come. And when he found out what his disciples did, he got mad. So here's what I think Jesus did. I think Jesus got real close to where the kids are. Come really, really close. In fact, you can come sit by me if you want to. He got down on the ground because he wanted to be right where the kids were. And he got where he could look them in the eyes. And he wasn't afraid of germs. He wasn't afraid of messes. He wasn't afraid of any of those things. And he knew all their names. And he looked out and he said, hey, Ruth. Hey, Ellie. How are you, Sophie? He said, hi, Connor. And hello, Elizabeth. Good on you, Jack. He said, hi, Sam and August and Soren and Phoenix. He knew each and every one of those names, even when they weren't wearing name tags. So Jesus comes, and he's grumpy at his disciples, and he gets close to the kids, and he pulls them close to him. And then I think he looks around, and he goes, what is this? Who gave you these? Oh, those disciples. You know what I need you guys to do? Can you crumple this up into a little ball? Crumple that up in the crumpliest ball you can do. Crumple. You can rip it. You can crumple it. We are just crumple, rip, squish. Okay. And then... you want to rip? On the count of three, I want you to throw it behind you over your head. Ready? One, two, three. Go. Because Jesus said, you know what? Those things are not the things that I think are important about you. I love you, and I want you to be near to me. And so line up again. Let's see what Jesus might have said. Come right up here. Jesus came along, and Jesus says, we got to know something more about this kid. This kid is kind. This one, I think, loves animals. Do you? Who loves animals? You do, August. He loves animals. This one is full of good ideas. This one says thank you. Yep. This one, ooh, I think this one makes me laugh. This one is good at hugs, I bet. This one is awful smiley. This one has a very nice laugh. This one knows how to be a friend, and this one helps. And that's not all. Jesus would know everything about the children and say, I want them with me because I know them so well, and I love them so much. I want everybody to be included. Why don't you guys sit down one more time right here? Jesus is the one that makes room for everybody, and he would have never wanted his disciples to say that someone didn't belong. whether or not they were little, whether they were big, whether they had all the skills in the world, or whether they needed help for everything that they did. Jesus is the one that says, you're welcome, and I want you to come with me. And so to nurture the next generation, that's our commitment. To be a place where we say, no matter how little, no matter how big, but nurturing this generation of, from birth to even outside of high school, we're saying we are going to make spaces where kids are welcome. And we're going to make commitments to make sure that we continue to have stuff for kids and youth. Yes? The next generation is next year? Okay. Gen Beta is coming. I don't even know what the generations are. Maybe Sam will teach you guys about that next year. Yeah, not you, Sam, but yes, Sam did. Those ones are not going to crumple. All right, we're gonna kind of wrap this up as we think about this. So as we're thinking about this next generation, what it means to make this commitment to our kids and to our teenagers, it means it takes all of us. And so my question for you today is, what is God calling you to nurture the next generation? Will you spend some time and serve in our nursery? Will you volunteer for Be Cub Kids or volunteer in our youth ministry? Will you be a mentor for our kids starting in sixth grade? They get a mentor that walks with them through their experience here. Will you know their names? Will you commit to praying for them? Will you support the families of our kids that come through our doors? We give generously to ministries here so that we make sure we can fund programs and staff. And kids, your job is to make sure that you bring friends if you want to, or you make sure that when you come and meet with the kids that are your age, that everybody gets included, that nobody gets pushed off the side, that we're welcoming our friends and saying, come sit by me, let's do this thing together, and that we don't stick anyone off to the side. That's what Jesus is calling us to do. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And though your disciples didn't quite get it, Lord, we know that you love children and you love so many things about them. And you want to welcome all of us into relationship with you. So, Lord, we're making that commitment as a church to continue this long-standing history to nurture children and youth so that they would come to know you, that they would grow in faith, they would share your love with others, they would find their own ways to serve and to belong, and they would move us into the next years to come. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus today. Amen. We're going to sing a new really awesome song today, so you can find your way back to your spots as we try this new song.